Hey guys, I'm Nat Alder.
I'm Gabe.
And I'm Max, and welcome to the Hawk Talks Arts and Entertainment Podcast.
How's it going?
They can't answer, Nat.
Oh.
Right. They're inside of the computer world.
Yes.
Okay, so to start off our podcast, we are going to go through a couple of local events around town. Starting off, we've got at the Englert this weekend. First, we have the Luden Wainwright and Dar Williams. They're a duo who have... Luden Wainwright has written music for a lot of different movies and had a very long and successful solo career. And he's joining with Dar Williams, who is also a very accomplished musician. It's going to be at the Englert this weekend, Friday night. Make sure to check that out. Continuing on, we've got Vaughn, who is Wisconsin's biggest dubstep producer.
Oh, yeah.
At the Blue Moose this weekend at 8 o'clock, $5 to get in. You like dubstep, then you should be there.
Also on the same night at the Blue Moose, upstairs, downstairs, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Is Red Wanting Blue, which is a rock band. So I don't know how that'll go with the dubstep. But, you know, sometimes Blue Moose does weird stuff like that. But that's also the same night, Friday, 9 p.m. That's $10.
Yeah, they are an established alternative rock band that have been around for a long time. So, you know, if you like rock music, make sure to go check that out.
On Saturday, Englert is getting back into the groove of showing midnight movies, and this time it's Breakfast Club, which...
The
Breakfast Club, which I am completely tired of after analyzing it for about 2.5 weeks in English class, but, you know.
Yeah, we had to watch it 3 times in English class last year, so.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, you should go see
it.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it in a while, I say, why not? Go see it at midnight.
They're free, too, right?
Yeah.
Free midnight movies. You get to see it on the big screen at midnight. It's kind of cool.
The only bad gripes that we have with the Englert are those glass bottles that tend to roll.
They sell soda in glass bottles, and so people just kind of set them down and then just roll. And the Englert is kind of at like a decline, the seats are, so it just rolls and rolls, hitting all the seats on the way down, and makes it kind of hard to enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen very much.
Yeah.
Awesome
segue into movies.
Yeah.
We got a bunch coming out this week, actually.
Yeah.
I know one that we're all looking forward to is The Master.
Indeed.
Which is finally coming to Iowa City.
Well, it's only actually been a week.
Well, it's been a week,
but,
you know,
it's
a hard wait.
It's been 5 years since P.T. Anderson's last movie, which is There Will Be Blood, which I believe to be somewhat of a masterpiece. So I'm eagerly awaiting this movie.
Well, I mean, he takes a lot of time between his movies.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks awesome. Philip Seymour Hoffman's in that one. Same with Joaquin Phoenix, who's making a comeback, or we hope so. And Amy Adams and a couple of other A-list actors will be in that film. And then we also have End of Watch, which is the new... It's a police movie. It's about the drug trade, right?
Yeah, what I've seen... And it's gotten pretty good reviews from what I've read, but from what I've seen, it's like found footage.
Yeah, it's kind of found footage-y, which is interesting for that kind of genre, but we'll see what happens. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Pena as the main two cops, and then some other actors in it, too, so it looks interesting.
I'm sure Ice Cube will show up somewhere.
they have to have Ice Cube.
Perks of Being a Wallflower... That's a movie that is hotly anticipated by many of the book's fans, which I haven't read the book, nor was I really intending on watching this movie, but at the same time, I heard some really good things about this movie. I heard it's very original, and that's something that's definitely lacking in most teen movies that come out these days, so I hope to see that one, too. Another movie that is coming out this weekend that I also thought would be pretty crappy but has kind of surprised me in getting good reviews is Dread 3D, which is a remake of an awful, awful Sylvester Stallone movie from the mid-90s, and it's an adaptation of graphic novel or comic book, one or the other. But apparently it's a fun movie, and it's got some good substance in it, and It's extremely likable, so
cool.
Entertaining. So, yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, Gabe's crappy movie of the week has to go to Trouble with the Curve. I don't know. If any of you have seen the trailer, what happened to Clint Eastwood?
It's basically Clint Eastwood just...
It's
45 minutes.
Trouble with the Curve is Moneyball with Clint Eastwood.
Or Gran Torino with him walking.
Okay, thank you, Matt. and Amy Adams, who, I don't know, is kind of hit and miss with me, but...
I think they're all good actors.
They're good actors. It's just
an overplayed, overdone scenario.
Let's go play a bunch of baseball.
It's like that movie Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges. That's a really good movie, but it's with baseball, and they're just like capitalizing off of, you know, the success of Moneyball and Crazy Heart.
Yeah,
I think they can.
Yeah. Well, and it's just like Clint Eastwood just makes a bunch of really bad jokes throughout the movie of him just grumbling and being old, and it's just.
Yeah,
it just makes you wonder what that guy thinks he's doing. He's really established himself as like one of the greatest actor directors of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and he didn't direct this movie.
No,
this
he didn't.
Time. But and I think he's been pretty hit and miss in the last couple of years in his directing. I thought.
Right.
What was that movie called? Hereafter with Matt Damon was pretty bad, and I thought J. Edgar was just abysmal. Like,
right, but he has the everybody knows who Clint Eastwood is. He has a reputation.
Yeah, definitely.
Very established.
I feel. Do you think that his whole empty chair scandal at the RNC is going to like prevent people from going to see that movie?
I mean, people are definitely going to be thinking like, "Wow, he is talking to a chair like a crazy man," and now he's making bad movies. Like Clint Eastwood is really on a decline, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that'll judge whether they see the movie. Hopefully, after seeing that trailer, they can cry themselves to sleep and, you know, move on with their lives. But God,
that movie looks so.
Yeah.
You know.
Do yourself a favor. See one of the other four movies we talked about.
Yeah.
Instead of Trouble with the Curve.
Watch the trailer for Trouble with the Curve for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually
make fun of
that because.
And then watch the trailer for The Master just to see the difference between, like, how you make good movies and how you make bad movies.
Trouble with the Curve being the good movie.
Both
obviously.
Both co-starring Amy Adams, by the way, so you can, like, immediately discern
that's funny.
Like which one she's better in.
All right, moving on to music. We got a lot to cover today, so we're going to go by rather quickly. But starting off, The Killers, their new album is out. It's called Battleborn. It's really good.
What's the feel of the new album?
It's pretty typical Killers. It's very, like, big and loud and, you know, I mean, Brandon Flowers is just, like, you know, screaming at the top of his lungs. I mean, not screaming, but, like, belting out throughout the entire album. Like, he has some stuff to say, and it's good. Like, it's dancey, you know, kind of synthy. It's good. It definitely holds
a good album.
To their other
what are your guys' favorite Killers album?
My favorite
Day and Age is really good.
I like Day and Age. Hot Fuzz is probably my favorite, just because it has so many classic songs.
Okay. That's probably what I'd say too.
But moving on. Also, Band of Forces, their new album Mirage Rock is coming out. They're an up and coming alternative rock band. So make sure to check that out. Dinosaur Jr. has a new album out. They're kind of
well-established alternative rock band.
I mean, they were really popular in the underground scene in like the 90s, and then they broke up and got back together in like 2005, and have released three albums since then. And they're still doing really well
with new members.
It's kind of like grungy, hard rock.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, make sure to check that out.
Grizzly Bear is coming out with their new album called Shields, and are they relatively new? Or
I mean, they've been around since like the early 2000s, but they've just started getting popular.
They're more
mainstream
indie alternative as well. They're really good. I listened to a little bit of their new album, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying it.
Kanye West, his new album Cruel Summer is coming out following. Well. Was his last album My Dark Twisted Fantasy?
I think it was...
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. But then after that, he did The Throne with Jason.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Throne.
That's right.
Yeah, so check that
out. So, yeah.
Also, Menomina, which is a very not very well known, but very good alternative indie band is coming out with a new album called Moms.
They're not the people who did the Menomino song.
No, they're not the Muppets. But yeah, make sure to check that out if you're into alternative rock, or even if you're not, it's good. Also, Ben Folds 5 is coming out with a new album.
Yeah.
That's very highly anticipated. It's
very good.
Sound of the Life of the Mind Out.
It's a mouthful.
Ben Folds, amazing musician,
oh, yeah.
Amazing person. Make sure to check that out.
Yeah, that's all the music. There are a couple TV shows starting up now, which are all kind of the same feel, but The Office, Parks and Recreation, and The Mindy Project, which is Mindy Kaling?
Kaling?
Okay. Mindy Kaling's new
Science
TV show.
Project, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
not,
The Office
yeah.
is over.
Yeah.
Last season of The Office
and
is
she
starting.
Quit The Office, too, already before
oh, did
the
she?
Show
yeah.
had
okay.
ended. She's going to be in, like, the first couple episodes, and then she'll find her way out. I'm really anticipating at least the final season of The Office. I think it's about time for it to end, so I think
yeah.
it's at a good point. Parks and Rec is pretty much at its peak right now, so, like, I think they're going to do really well for themselves in this
yeah.
season.
Oh, yeah.
They got the guy, Jonathan Banks, the guy who plays Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad, and he's going to be on Parks and Rec. So
and Bryan Cranston is directing an episode of The Office.
Yeah, so I'm really...
How crazy.
That's our podcasters, one of our favorite shows, collectively.
Breaking Bad,
so
yeah.
I'm excited for
but
that.
Yeah, Parks and Rec, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with that, but like the fourth season of that is absolutely hilarious.
For me,
certainly.
That
show only gets better.
It really,
it
I mean,
better.
It really is at its peak right now. I just hope that it can maintain that for the fifth season and
yeah, definitely.
On. Yeah. Well, that's right. about all we have for this week. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Make sure to tune in next week. Type in the comments. Say what you're looking forward to. Yeah.
Whether or not you liked it, if you listened to it, that'd be awesome. If you told us. So thank you.
Thanks.
See you next week.